begin to preach this. Oh, I'm seeing mighty revival coming, striking Europe. God's going to use, especially Germany, after all Germany did. Oh, we see the glory of God come back to America. Oh, Lord. The Bible does not tell about a tremendous world revival. The Bible says there will be a great falling away, and you see it all over America. 1% still in London goes to church. 5% in the country. Europe is gone. We have just had elections in Holland. The Christian Democrats are nowhere near going to govern as the one of the biggest parties. We don't want Christ, and you, Jesus said, will be hated by all men for my name's sake. And you see it happening. You really never get hated with which they treated Donald Trump, who is pro-life, pro-Christ, pro-Christian, and pro-Israel, and Christians have criticism in Europe much more on Trump than on Biden, that opens the floodgates of all abortion, all perverse marriages, all the things that God hates. And I say to the Christians, what do you want? You have a pro-life, pro-Israel, pro-evangelical, pro-Lord. I saw, I have tears. He said the most important person is Jesus Christ. Yeah. I said, are you still criticize him? Yeah. That's Europe. That's Christians in Europe. Maybe not all, but most.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. I said, I can cry. And I see what's happening in America. America is dying.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. The gateways for everything that God hates have been opened up. And I remember a lovely girl that came to the Garden Tomb when I was still the preacher there. And she was filled with demons, and I was ministering to her in the name of Jesus, where do you come from? And she stiffened up, and the devil flew her city from San Francisco. It never left me. She said, I was in Nazareth, completely demonized. And I heard a voice, I don't know if it was the angel or the Lord, go to Vandover in the Garden Tomb. I never prayed for a woman more than for this. And she's now completely with the Lord, praying.
Oh, yeah.
And others have ministered to her too. But I thought, I never thought. And when the Lord showed me, I believe it was 2015, I said, Lord, when Elijah said it's all over, I have no more hope. Jezebel has killed all your prophets. Let me do it. The Lord said, go to Yahweh and anoint him as king. That was his answer. So I said, Lord, who is your Yahweh for America? And I felt the Lord said, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the first thing Yahweh, oh, I feel, what was the first thing that Yahweh did? He went to Samaria, to Shechem. And there, Jezebel, that was in control because of a weak Ahab, like Biden is, was being made beautiful. And Yahweh called up. It's a wonderful story. And he said, who is on my side there among the units? God needs whistleblowers. Some people that will now come out from the democratic line and say, I cannot stand it anymore. I'm going to speak the truth about what happened to Donald Trump, whose election was stolen. I hate vicious people. So the first thing Donald Trump did, or Yale did, was to bring down Israel. You know something? I can't believe that he made such a mistake. But he already referred to Kamala Harris as the president. She is in the background, the most leftist senator, who will open even the gateways of hell more. And Pelosi will give her all the backing. It's finished with America. finished. And the preacher said, I see great revival, great revival. And the Lord said this, you will be hated by all men and there will be a great falling away. Not with God, that's negative. So Jezebel is nearly reigning already in the White House. Evil.
Mm-hmm. Very evil.
You know where Kamala Harris comes from?
No.
San Francisco. You know where Pelosi comes from? San Francisco. I said, Lord, where the devil? The seat of the devil, the seat of international Satanism and worship is in San Francisco, where the devil, it's like, he's seated there, he's worshipped there. It's one of the most homosexual cities in the world. Of the television, you know. That's the problem. For Bibi. Is it going to be a secular Israeli state that is not going to be truly Jewish? It's a fight between Tel Aviv wanting to be as Goyish as the Goyim, or Jerusalem that at least wants us. The Lord said about Pharisees, if your righteousness is not bigger or greater than the Pharisees, so you honor them, you will never enter the kingdom. So I said, Lord, and I have not given up with my wife, Lord, use Donald Trump by being the best before Jezebel becomes completely the next ruler and this evil woman in the White House, supported by the spirits of Satan in San Francisco from where she is coming. It has nothing to do with politics. In Isaiah it says, Lucifer is the destroyer of the nation. And a wonderful brother said to me, young man, where's your faith? The Lord will take care of you. I said, how can you say this? The devil is destroying America. We have to do something more than just pray about it. May God bless us. Mm-hmm.